This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown.
Hi, girls.
Deborah Maddox is Director of Admissions and Marketing at Hill Country Senior Care. Along with the chicken coop out back, she shows me the center's herb garden.
So as therapeutic value, I have all the herbs planted. We'll pick some and we'll crush them and let them smell them.
Maddox makes it her mission to improve the lives of residents. On the day I stopped by the center, there was live music in the lobby. Music's actually at the center of my visit. Hill Country Senior Care is part of a program called Music and Memory, featured in a recent documentary, Alive Inside. The idea is to have seniors spend an hour a day listening to music from their past in an effort to improve their present. Maddox says just 1 month into the program, they've seen results.
This is a woman who doesn't feed herself. She really doesn't remember who she is. But you put that music on her, she fed herself yesterday. And we were shocked. We have another one who's always exit-seeking. We call him a track star. Because he wants out. You put his music on, he stays put, and he's happy.
Bert Everett is also part of the program.
I borrow her headphone, and I can go get it anytime, and then if I do, and I listen to it as long as I'm, and then I take it back to her after that.
He says he has slightly different music preferences than his wife of 61 years, Reen.
I like classical music. She likes more of the modern. Of course, I'm answering for her, so I've done that for 60-some years. So.
I like Western music, and he likes classical, but we compromise.
We can't imagine our lives without music. We live to dance.
The Everetts don't do as much dancing these days, but psychologist Bob Duke says listening to the music they danced to sparks something in the brain.
It has an auditory memory to it. It might have also associations with some kinds of episodic memories that happened at a time when we heard something, maybe dating someone and a song was playing on the radio and those kinds of things.
Duke heads up Music and Human Learning at UT Austin's Butler School of Music and leads the Center for Music Learning. He says for dementia patients, it's not surprising these songs connected with their younger years could reignite parts of the brain.
Memories that are widely distributed in the brain, it perhaps isn't surprising that they persist longer than some memories that aren't so.
Musician Terry Heller regularly performs at nursing homes. She remembers the first time she noticed her music was really making a connection with a few World War II veterans at the back of the room who were otherwise unresponsive.
When I started playing some of the patriotic tunes, they stood up at attention and they sang every word. I still get tears in my eyes because it was so moving that they reached in, or the music reached in and got them, and they sang. When they couldn't talk.
You realize that inside, they're thinking, they're feeling, they just can't transmit it. And we notice that the music is starting to bring out the emotions in people.
Deborah Maddox says Hill Country Senior Care has paid for and been certified by the nonprofit Music and Memory Program. But psychologist Bob Duke says it's really something people should feel they can try at home.
Playing that music for them and maybe even encouraging them to sing with music from that time period can be very invigorating for people who seem like they respond to almost nothing.
Even if the result is only to improve that person's mood. Maddox agrees, but she's hoping for even more.
Half of the people here right now won't live to next year. So we want to make them as happy as they possibly can be. You know, if we can have somebody converse with their loved one for the last couple months of their life, I want to try to do that.
And she's trying to do that with 7 iPod shuffles and playlists from the past.